Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. This is commenting on the local elections in South Britain. So obviously not all the results are through, but the big story of the night is huge gains for Reform United Kingdom. Remember, prior to this, they only had a handful of local councillors. About 20,000 local councillors in the United Kingdom elected to county councils, borough councils, unitary authorities. These local elections are only in some parts of England. Most counties don't have it at the moment. Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland don't have it. But nevertheless, these are major gains from Reform UK, who scarcely even bothered with May last year. Remember, it's always the first Thursday in May that the local elections are held in South Britain. So Reform UK gained 79 councils so far, and that's only a fraction of the results. About one out of 23 councils are fully declared. And none of those council seats were held by Reform UK previously. So that is phenomenal. Conservatives down 62 already. They are at least coming second, but that's partly skewed by the council that has reported this one was Conservative held previously. Labour lost a baker's dozen on 11. Independents have lost a few. A lot of the independent ones would have gone to Conservative, sorry, gone to Reform UK or Green. The Liberal Democrats are up slightly. Greens like no change. But anyway, the real breakthrough is Reform winning the Runcorn by-election. Now, Runcorn is a seat in northwest England where that Labour MP Amesbury, he assaulted somebody, got a suspended prison sentence, and chose to stand down from Parliament. He wasn't legally obliged to. I suppose a parliamentary committee could have imposed a suspension on him so long that would have kicked him out of Parliament. There would have been a by-election in which he would have been legally entitled to stand, but Labour would not have had him as their candidate. Anyway, he fell on his sword. So Runcorn and Helsby, this small, economically depressed town not far from Liverpool. So Reform UK, they did quite well there during the general election, coming second, but still far behind Labour. Reform UK was on 18%, Labour on 15.2%. It was a rock solid Labour seat. Now, I thought Reform UK would gain a lot of votes, would certainly come second. I didn't see them winning this one. So I've got to take my hat off to them. Even if you detest them, you've got to recognise. Reform UK campaigned very hard, highly effectively, to overturn a massive Labour majority, not even a year into a Labour government. Another takeaway from this is obviously we know that Labour's honeymoon is well and truly over, but Labour have also got to be worried about Reform UK. Reform United Kingdom making major inroads in Labour heartlands. It's not just the Conservatives need to be frightened. And the other major takeaway is it's a terrible night for the Tories. And not only is there nothing indicative of any Conservative recovery, the Conservatives are doing even worse now than they were a year ago. So there are obviously grave doubts about Kemi Badenoch's leadership. Now, it's a poison chalice. Who would want the Tory leadership at the moment? On the other hand, she's the only black woman who's ever led the party. They think it might look racialist to kick her out. So give her another chance. The local elections are not held as widely as they would have been because the Deputy Prime Minister has delayed them in various places. So Reform United Kingdom has won by a wafer-thin margin of only six votes, one of the narrowest ever. Remember, there are roughly 75,000 voters in a constituency. Turnout is low, particularly in places with low education, low income in by-elections. I don't know what the turnout is right now. So it's partly Reform UK were effective at motivating people inclined their way. Labour always struggled to motivate Labour inclined people to vote. So Sarah Potchin is the new MP. Anyway, so Nigel Farage is there. Sir Keir Starmer didn't campaign. It was a convention that prime ministers don't campaign in by-elections. Well, okay, whether it's held by their party, held by the opposition, they don't do that. That's not a law. Tony Blair did it at least once. Gordon Brown did it once in 2010. So the Conservative prime ministers recently didn't do it. Maybe too much of a humiliation if they lose. But will some Labour people say, Starmer, you should have done that. You were worth at least six votes. If you'd come, we would have held the seat. And it's been a huge morale booster for Reform UK. Reform UK has also won its first mayor election in Greater Lincolnshire. Now, Lincolnshire in eastern England, not a very wealthy county, is one of the places most receptive to Reform UK's message prior to that Brexit party, before that, indeed, the United Kingdom Independence Party. But